You are now watching the College Baseball Insider Show.
He's behind it. This is hammered. Left field, and we are tied. Wow.
Now, here are your hosts, giving you an inside look into the top matchups.
What is up, everybody? Coming live from the beach. Q from the firehouse. Smitty from, I don't know, is that a basement?
The basement.
Is that a basement?
Outside working. Just had to throw some water in the face and look slightly presentable here. So,
well, you did it. If people are here for a beauty pageant, you're at the wrong place. But if you're here to talk super regionals of college baseball, you're in the right spot. Q, recap real quick, just what all you saw in the regional round that was totally chaotic.
So my Gators advance when everybody had them counted out. Smitty gave me congratulations, a personal phone call, so I appreciate that. No, outside of them playing really well, I think they were playing to their potential that maybe we thought they could have been playing more consistently throughout the year. But I'll tell you, I don't know if Kentucky was just kind of sleepwalking into super regionals. I thought they kind of got scared in the first game. They tightened up the pitching, the game 2 and 3, but offensively, they didn't necessarily look like the same Tennessee or the same Kentucky in my mind until late. Tennessee, obviously, it's a wagon. They just do whatever. And Clemson kind of struggled. Again, we talked about that. Like, their pitching's not, in my opinion, the most elite. It's good, but there's a difference between good and elite. And I think they allowed a coastal team that was scrappy to hang in there. And again, I'm not saying, and I don't want to lead too far into the show, but weird things happen in supers, and that's one of the spots I think there is potential for some weird stuff. So ultimately, everybody kind of, you know, I don't think anybody's surprised by any of these teams that advanced. So here we are, and got more baseball to play. I'm excited.
Smitty, your initial thoughts of the regionals?
Yeah, a lot of craziness, a lot of walk-offs. You know, Q said about Clemson. Clemson had 2 walk-offs early in the weekend. Florida was one that I said last Thursday that I think there was a lot of teams that when they were probably hoping that they didn't even get into it. And then if they did, they just were probably really hoping that they weren't going to be playing them. And Florida, you know, we said all year had the team, had the potential. They just had to put it together. Well, they did. You know, and just some surprises. You know, Connecticut, a team that's not the greatest team throughout the year, and they played well over the weekend. And Evansville, a team that's playing extremely well right now. So, you know, craziness. It will probably be crazy this weekend, but we're going to try to find some winners and make some money.
For those that missed it, thanks, Crutch. Is this where I go for eye test analytics? We got into a little Twitter beef with, I guess, a competitor. I don't know. He's not touching us with content that we put out, but it was fun. If you haven't had a chance to check out the Super Regional Guide yet, I've got a couple of fast facts here. 5 number 3 seeds advanced to the Super Regionals, which, kind of like Q alluded to it, it's gonna give a few teams an easier path, I feel like, than if it would have been all chalk coming through. But I do think that in the Super Regionals, this is kind of where, all right, you're back to a 3-game series. It's your best guys versus their best guys. Take it or leave it for a chance to go to Omaha. And I feel like it's going to be a lot of chalk this weekend, and I think the odds would reflect that. Your thoughts on that?
Oh, the odds are
with me?
The odds are terrible.
Yeah, the odds to win a super regional. I'm glad we finally have series prices, but it's a good transition into the first one where Tennessee is like -10,000 to get past Evansville. Congratulations, you're the 9th 4 seed to make it to the Supers. I think their road stops here. The Purple Aces, I put in the guide, they're America's favorite underdog right now, but I don't know if they've got a chance against this stacked Tennessee lineup. You guys have any opinions here? Is this pretty much open and closed? Tennessee runs away with it in 2 games.
I think we can probably move on to the next one. I think we're all unanimous. This is Kenton Deverman might give them 3 or 4 solid innings, but outside of that, it could get real ugly.
One thing I do like I was going to say real quick, I do like that DraftKings posted odds as far as how many how many games would go in the series. I think Tennessee is the shortest one for the two games or less. I'm pulling it up right now. The under is minus 300. Hmm. You want any part in that?
I would be laying it, but it's a lot.
Over plus 235 if you think Kent Deverman can give them a potential upset win in game one. Smitty, what do you think of the Vols?
Well, I was just going to say, I wrote down, you know, when they scored 12 against Southern Miss, their top three hitters, I think, went for a combined 1-for-13 with one RBI, and they still scored 12 runs. So that's pretty impressive. And then you had guys in the bottom of the order that were hitting home runs. And, you know, it's what we said. They just have so much, the pitching and just the stacked lineup. So that's, yeah, good luck.
All right. One that we're all a little bit oppo on, you go over to Lexington, Kentucky Wildcats. They've been the team that have kind of surpassed the analytics, so to speak, all season long. Shocker, they're not favored in any category here against Oregon State. Q and I are both on the Beavers to get it done, but Smitty, you're ride or die with Kentucky. I respect it. Tell me why. Why can Kentucky win their Super Regional?
Well, I just think overall it's a team that we've said that they just do the right thing at the right time. They play small ball. They got some guys that can steal bases. They can hit the home run here and there. I mean, they're not a home run hitting team. You know, looking at it, 23-6 at home. They're 7-3 last 10. Now, Oregon State's a team that's playing really well their last 10, 8-2. But again, we've said all year, 10-10 on the road. They're just not the greatest road team. So I'm going to take a chance with that. And hopefully Kentucky can get the series and go to Omaha.
Hugh, why do you feel like Oregon State? As Josh, thanks for tuning in. Oregon State is average on the road.
Look, Matt and I were, you know, and Smitty as well, we all, you know, weren't blind to the fact that when they left Corvallis and left the Dam, they weren't the greatest team. But, you know, I went against them against Arizona for that same principle, and they just waxed Arizona, quite frankly. I mean, it took a walk-off in the final game for Arizona to win the Pac-12. But for all intents and purposes, Oregon State owned that series. And, you know, they're getting healthy. I think they're starting to find rhythm at the right time. It seemed like when they would have some really good outings on the mound, the bats would kind of go away. And then, you know, when the pitching would kind of have a down day, the bats would get 14 to 15 runs. And when you look at their regional play, it was like everything was in sync, good pitching, great hitting, and now you have some confidence. And I think you have a little bit to prove. You know, I'm not saying they watch college baseball in shutters weekly or anything like that, but it does seem coincidentally that they started hitting the ball after we continued to bash them all year, and they have something to prove on the road. So I think they get it done. They may or may not tune in this episode and thank us for that motivation later.
All right, I'm with you. Oregon State just playing better. They're healthy for the first time, I feel like, all season long. If you remember back, it took Hagen Smith 17 strikeouts to end up winning that game in Arlington against Arkansas. And I feel like you look back, Hagen dominated Kentucky. I feel like that Oregon State, if they can get a good outing from Aiden May, they're going to be able to keep Kentucky's bats at bay. They're not a huge stat piling team. They do take advantage of getting on base and scoring runs when they need to. But I think Oregon State's lineup is going to be too much. You look back at their nearest competition when you had a stacked lineup against Tennessee. Tennessee won that series. I think Oregon State can ultimately do it as well. Moving on, College Station, another one that's very chalky. The Ducks travel in to take on the Texas A&M Aggies, who their odds got cut in half. Now they're your shortest shot via Circa at plus 285 to win it all. Schloss said today on TexAggs, said Prager day one, Sadeo day two, and TBA on day three. I don't think they're going to get to a day three. As much as I like the Ducks, I've backed them here and there throughout the regular season. I really like RJ Gordon. Grinsell has been really good. And Kevin Sider, I think he performed probably one of the best pitching performances in the regional round. I just think Texas A&M, that between Braden Montgomery, Grahovac, Jace Lavalette, this Aggies lineup is built for postseason baseball. I feel like with Ryan Prager, they get the game one win. I think they've got enough pitching in the tank to slam the door in game two and not force a game three. Todd, I'll go to you. You buying into this Ducks team? I know you picked A&M, but give me your hardest sales pitch to why we should believe in Oregon.
There's not much. I can't give it to you. No, it's a team that you've talked highly, like you said, throughout. You know, I think there's times that we said, is the Pac-12 that is that great of a conference? You know, Oregon State, like we said, going on the road. Arizona was a nice story, but, you know, they went out quick. You know, I do like Gordon's a good starter there, but the environment, I think, is going to be way too tough. 35-3 at home for A&M. I just think this is a really just a team that's going to be fine. And they're like kind of they're right there with Tennessee, maybe a team that can easily win the College World Series. So no, Texas A&M is going to be in okay shape.
You.
Yeah. Oregon's pitching is good. This is probably the best lineup they've faced, and Oregon's hitting is not as good as Texas A&M ultimately on the road against stout Aggie pitching. And then that stout offense is just going to be too much for the Ducks.
All right, going on to what was one of the most thrilling regionals. LSU took North Carolina. They gave them a ball game. So did Long Island, though, having to win in a walk-off. This series surprised me a little bit because I felt like it was LSU's to lose. They were kind of in the driver's seat and really the whole driver's seat through the elimination game. But North Carolina figured out a way to get the win. They get faced up against the number three team in West Virginia, who is pretty bad all season long and then turned it on here lately. JJ Weatherholt, Derek Clark, two studs for that team. But I think they're going to need more than that to contend with North Carolina here. Q, I'll go to you. Tar Heels roll in this one, or can West Virginia pull the upset again?
Yeah, personally, I think LSU should be sitting here. I think pulling Nate Ackenhausen was a difference in that final game. Obviously, it is what it is, but you know, Derek Clark's going to make it really tough for North Carolina in game one. I could see this one going three games. But when I look at Switowski and then what Aiden Major have done this year, Aiden Major had a huge drop off. He kind of seemed like he was going to be the ace coming into the season, and he just hasn't lived up to that. He's still having a decent season. I wouldn't call it elite, but this Chapel Hill offense, you know, the Tar Heels just never die attitude. I mean, they go down three against LIU, hold my beer, and they hit, you know, for six runs to win it, the walk-off grand slam. You know, again, they have to battle back against LSU just to even get to this point. This lineup is too stacked. Vance Honeycutt's playing out of his mind right now, as well as Casey Cook's hitting the ball lights out. So when I look at this team, North Carolina, in my opinion, is better in all phases, and this is where the Mountaineers' season ends, and they give a final send-off to head coach Randy Mazey.
Adi.
Yeah, you know, I was going to say you got the head coach that's retiring, so the motivational factor is there. Clark is a very good pitcher. Like you said, they could maybe get game one. I think this environment still – it's not like Texas A&M or at Tennessee, the environment, but it's still UNC's 34-3 at home this year. So Honeycutt is just a fantastic player. I think they'll have enough pitching. They're going to score enough runs. North Carolina will advance.
So if you think West Virginia is going to make this a series, you can take them plus 190 in the first game or over 2.5 games at minus 110. Under is minus 120. So getting a little value on the under or on the over, I should say. Do you like either of those plays if you are a West Virginia backer versus trying to gamble on them plus 210 or whatever it is to win the super regional?
If you like West Virginia, I know you're taking minus money. It's minus 110. No, I think you take the over 2.5 because you get to game three and they lose. Well, you still win your bet. If they win, you win your bet and your team advances. So I think that's the best way to tackle this one.
All right. Rolling over, Virginia versus another number three seed from the Big 12, Kansas State rolled through the Fayetteville regional. And the more that I have thought about this Kansas State team, I think they are clicking. You look back at the preseason guide we put out. This team was – we were higher on them going in. They were preseason top 25. They had one of the best closers in the country in Tyson Neighbors. Owen Barema was a serviceable starter for them. Kalen Culpepper they had all the tools. Virginia has been good at home, but there's been times where they kind of lay an egg. And this is a Kansas State team where I feel like if they don't come out matching Kansas State's energy after rolling through the Fayetteville regional, it could be a tough day in Charlottesville. Virginia, ultimately, probably the better team, but with 60-40 basically as the split, I'm taking the plus 200 on Kansas State to get this done. I think they're playing with a lot of momentum. We saw TCU last year take a very similar path through Fayetteville where everything was clicking for them, and I think Kansas State can roll that over. Q, I know you have Virginia. Tell me why.
Yeah, I think you just lost your bet. I think Virginia's figured it out. I think that performance by Jay Woolfolk, I think Josephino looked really well. Evan Blanco has been lights out his last five starts. When I look at Kansas State, they're so Jekyll and Hyde. And, you know, to be honest, if you take Kalen Culpepper's home run away from Hagan Smith, that then Arkansas wins that game. They're going to, in my opinion, Brian O'Connor's smart enough to pitch around Kalen Culpepper. You know, he was able to maneuver a Mississippi State lineup that, in my opinion, is way better than Kansas State. He's such an iconic coach from his thought process to what he can do. Virginia always wins in June. I think this is actually one of the easier paths. I think Kansas State playing on the road is going to hurt them. You pitch around Kalen Culpepper. Barema's kind of been hit or miss this year. Which guy is showing up? Jackson Wentworth, same thing. Winthrop, same thing. I think UVA is stepping up to the plate, and I think Kansas State is running into a team that has some motivation to get back to Omaha, and it's going to be tough in Charlottesville. That place rocks. That's a good fan base. It's going to be loud. You know, everything's clicking for UVA right now. I think it's theirs to win.
Todd.
Yeah, you know, I think Kansas State, again, that might have been it last weekend. I mean, I think it's going to be tough to be. Now, you might have the confidence going, hey, we just beat Arkansas. We're unstoppable. But I think that was just a key series there that might have been it for them. Can they repeat? I don't think they can either. I think UVA is playing really well. I like Blanco, especially on the mound. And Q said it too, Kansas State being on the road, it's going to be tough, 10-14 on the road this year. So yeah, I think it's a great environment. I think it's going to be very tough to come back-to-back weekends and kind of pull an upset. So no, I'm going to go UVA here.
Just out of curiosity, if this was Arkansas, Virginia, who would you have, Q?
I think I would have to go Virginia because I just think the offensive output would have been the difference maker. Obviously, there's no doubt that Hagan Smith would dominate, but we just saw Hagan Smith dominate for all intents and purposes. He throws one bad pitch and they still lose. And I think the Arkansas offense would have been the factor against UVA's team. Like outside of the Hagan game, they you would still feel confident. Even if Arkansas was to win that game, you're down 0-1. Well, our offense can blow the brakes off Arkansas's in games 2 and 3. So I just think even on the road, how mature O'Connor's teams are, that would have been the difference maker is Arkansas's lack of offense.
I was just curious. That wasn't trying to talk about Arkansas. I'm curious, though, what kind of stock you put into the win over Kansas State. Because like you said, they probably would have lost the game had it not been for that one bad pitch from Hagan. And then you get your elimination game, so to speak, against Southeast Missouri State in the 4 seed. So really all they had to do was win one big game, and they did it. Hats off. I don't know if I'm trying to put too much stock in, and I know Crutch said I like K-State here too. The only thing that worries me is, are we overvaluing the win over Hagan Smith and Arkansas to really think that this team is elite, or did they just play better in one pitch and then they had an easier path going forward? You know, that's a tough decision. And I'm a little closer to the sun than I feel like everybody else is, because I just saw Kansas State do it to my own team. But I don't know if I can really buy anybody into Kansas State being elite.
It's hard to beat them twice.
I think the big thing with Arkansas was just the pitching. Just Molina, after I think it was that ankle injury that he missed a couple starts in the season there, he just never came back. And then the other starter had some, you know, didn't pitch this past weekend. That was the big thing too. You know, you guys said all year, Matt, and especially you being a fan, the bats sometimes, you know, just weren't there, but the pitching started kind of being a question mark there as we got at the very end of the year too for Arkansas.
Well, let's roll over and let Q talk about his Florida Gators. You know, if you would have told me the day before Selection Monday that the team to get to the Super Regionals, Arkansas or Florida, my team and Q's team, I would have said Arkansas minus 5,000. And I'm glad I didn't offer it to him because Q, congratulations, man. Your Florida Gators once again make it further than Arkansas.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to go with the same strategy here. Smitty can attest, like we had a conversation, I thought that they could play against Oklahoma State. I didn't necessarily call a win, and I think I even alluded to that in the show that Florida's definitely not, you know, a limp noodle in this tournament. They deserve to be there, arguably the hardest schedule of anybody in the country against the top teams they did play. Now, yes, you can make the case they sucked against, you know, they played up and they played down, and unfortunately that's just the game of baseball, and the team had the talent, and I think that's getting lost in everything, and I think you saw that against Oklahoma State. You know, the talent was there. Luke Kamen was barreling up balls, and they finally started dropping, and, you know, everything just started coming together, and I think it's the same thing. I'm going to go with the same strategy. I'm going to pick Clemson like I picked Oklahoma State last week. I think Florida can make this tougher than people realize. Like, if you look at the offense that Clemson just had to face in a Coastal, it's similar, right? I would probably give the edge slightly to the Gators because I think they have better pitching than Coastal. But Clemson kind of struggled with Coastal's pitching. Now, Coastal pitched really well, so that obviously was a plus. But Liam Peterson's been one of the best pitchers in baseball over his last five starts. You know, Brandon Neely, what he did against Oklahoma State, like, similar lineup, Clemson, Oklahoma State, both powerful lineups. I think he can still have, you know, similar results against them. I think Fisher Jameson, another guy that really stepped up. Look at the freshman, Jake Clemente, you know, Frank Menendez. Those guys stepped up when it really mattered. Last year, it was Cade Fisher, seven innings against Texas Tech in an elimination game. Those kids step up for Florida. They're starting to figure out maybe some confidence. You know, maybe they're pitching better than they actually are because, again, you get that confidence. You beat that team. Oh, well, now I'm better. Now my stuff's better. My velocity's better, things like that. So, again, for all intents and purposes, I think Clemson wins this, but I think Florida can hang. I really do.
Adi.
I'm just glad because I picked Florida to win the national championship in the preseason guide. So I don't look like a complete fool. So, hey, great job, Florida. No, I said to Q when we talked on the phone, it was just the pitching staff just really stepped up. And that's one thing that Florida kind of struggled throughout the year, guys stepping up, and they surely did. We said all year that they had the guys that could hit the ball, Shelton, you know, Cags and everything like that. So, you know, I said to Q too, I could see Florida winning this. I did go Clemson too, but I think we've said throughout the year when we were like breaking down the top teams, and Clemson was always there, we're like, is this team that should be that high? And again, two walk-offs. Now the last game against Coastal, I think they had like about four or five guys in the lineup that had multiple hits. So it's going to be close. I think Clemson should get this, but I would not be shocked if Florida's heading out to Omaha here.
This is one that I bet the over 2.5 games minus 120. I feel pretty good about it. I do feel like Florida is going to get one, even if they don't get the series. I don't see a Florida 2-0 sweep either. So let's root for that over 2.5 if y'all want to hop on it with me. And then another one I'm on the over 2.5, this Athens Super Regional. I'm wearing the Bulldogs hat today. Georgia 12-1 to make the College World Series. I'm riding out that ticket. Unfortunately, Q's Gators put out my 6-1 on Oklahoma State that I'd given out. I hate that, but Oklahoma State, once again, just making bad decisions down the stretch. I thought it was a wrong choice not to throw Sam Garcia in that one, in that elimination game. I feel like that could have been the difference. Brian Holiday shoved against Florida. Just felt like Oklahoma State gave it away, and they're probably sitting at home thinking the same thing. But Georgia Bulldogs, they've turned it on here lately. They're pretty much top in all the categories as far as hitting and pitching. They have played a little worse, I guess, over the last 15 than what the stats would prove for their season long. But this is a team, Charlie Condon, don't really have to say anything else. He's the best baseball player. He's going to be your Golden Spikes winner. I like the Bulldogs. It does worry me a little bit that I'm not going to take a piece of NC State. But, man, when Nick ran the projections, 75.6% chance for Georgia to advance here, I had to roll with my gut and take the Bulldogs again. Q, I'll roll over to you. You're on Georgia. It's a clean sweep. What are your thoughts on this series?
Yeah, I got to run after this. I think Georgia runs through this. I think NC State really benefited from playing at home in several situations this year. You know, Sam Heifel's been in the College World Series. He knows how to win. I think this game goes – or the series goes three games. But I just think the Georgia, you know, being able to host, being able to have your fans, you know, at the dog park, I think Georgia's offense will be the difference maker here with that fan base. I think the pitching will be just enough to contain NC State and they kind of just outscore, maybe not actually beat them. But I think the Bulldogs advance, and I'll have all my plays posted. I've already posted two. I know you guys are going to talk about a couple games, but like I said, I got to run here. So I am on Florida State. I think they're ultimately better than UConn. Frankly, I think this could be a 2-0 sweep. I just think UConn's luck might run out here offensively. Florida State's got a wagon and Jamie Arnold, and then their bats are just so dangerous with Tibbs, Farr. There's another gentleman, and then there's Cam Smith. So I think the Tallahassee Regional gets a 2-0 sweep. So I think that's all the games, right?
Yep, that's it.
All right. I'll see you. I'll see you guys.
Hop back over. What are you thinking on this Athens Super Regional?
Yeah, I'm just looking. Georgia, you know, 32-5 at home, and NC State 8-12 on the road. So I think this could be, it's a pretty hitter friendly ballpark. So this could be high scoring. I'd maybe look at some overs in this one. I think with both pitching staffs, this could be, NC State can swing the bats a little bit, but I think it's a team that you just never know what you're going to get out of them. I think Georgia by far is the better team there. So Let's go some high scoring games, maybe get some overs, but Georgia advances.
All right. And then hopping back over to Tallahassee. I think Q's right. I think this is going to be a 2-0 sweep for Jamie Arnold. And then they could really piggyback Carson Dorsey and Andrew Armstrong if they get in a situation where they, you know, have a 2 or 3 run lead and they want to hold it. I just think Florida State is better overall. And UConn, that was a really impressive regional win, but I think it runs out in Tallahassee.
Yeah, way too much Florida State here. It's a nice story. I mean, you pick which one. I mean, Evansville or Connecticut. I mean, you kind of, if you like the Cinderellas, I guess those are your two teams. But I think Florida State has way too much. Arnold especially, maybe going game one. I think they'll be in good shape. Too many sticks, too. Too good at home overall. What are they, 30-4 at home? I think it's going to be way 17-15 on the road for UConn for the year. But I think the home field advantage and just way too much offense, and they have enough pitching. They'll slow UConn down, and I think this is 2-0.
All right. Well, that wraps it up. Thank you guys for the comments. Appreciate you all tuning in. And if you haven't gone and downloaded the Super Regional Guide, go check it out on Twitter at Grissom on X, at NCAA Insiders. Follow Todd at Smitty Bucks. He is not Quentin Mills right now. And then follow Q at Q Millie. Thank you all for tuning in. We will see you next week to recap the Super Regionals and get you ready for the College World Series. Cheers.